This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. A little bit more than a week ago, President Trump signed an extension of the Paycheck Protection Program into law. It moved the application deadline out to August the 8th because, at least in part, the Small Business Administration says there's still something more than $100 billion left in that program. In all so far, there have been almost 4.9 million loans made under the PPP. Here is how some of those loans have played out in one place.
I'm Lori Stewart, and I'm the president and CEO of Sound Community Bank, which is headquartered in Seattle, Washington.
We have talked to Lori Stewart a couple of times since Sound Community Bank became one of the 5,400 lenders in the program.
Near the end of June, we had made 800 loans, and they totaled over $72 million. We've saved thousands of jobs.
Jobs like?
Quite a few coaches,
licensed architects,
veterinary assistants,
operational staff who maintain the pool,
customer service representatives or doing some reception work.
And then we also have lifeguards.
That's Stephen Freigang. He's at Wave Aquatics, a nonprofit in Redmond, Washington, that does swim lessons and water polo, that kind of thing. Bradley Curry, also the founder of an architecture and design firm in Seattle called B9 Architects. And Mark Donovan. He's a senior partner at Seattle Veterinary Associates. All three of them got PPP loans through
Sound Community Bank,
the bank that Lori Stewart runs. Loans that help the three of them combined keep 235 people on their payrolls. Here's Stephen Freigang from Wave Aquatics again.
If we had not gotten the loan, we would have had to lay people off probably on a permanent basis. Today, we do have everyone on payroll who elected to return.
Meanwhile, Bradley Curry over at B9 Architects had some projects postponed, some disappear altogether.
I was concerned how I would support my staff and how I could maintain stability for them. And so with the loan, we've been paying primarily staff salaries.
Same story for Mark Donovan and his partners at Seattle Veterinary Associates.
If we had not successfully received a PPP loan, it would have been extremely challenging, if not impossible, for us to keep that workforce intact.
According to the Census Bureau's most recent survey of small businesses, 75% of small businesses tried to get PPP loans. More than 72% of them got those loans. Tess Thomas, though, was not in that number. She owns Emma's Barbecue in South Seattle.
Sometimes when you don't have that A1, A+ credit rating, it works against you. And it can work doubly hard against African-American people. I've not always been so fortunate in the financial area of being able to put those things together, and especially so during the COVID.
She said she looked into getting a PPP loan, started the application process with her bank, but looking at her credit score and all the documentation they were asking for.
Finally, I just gave up even trying. Those are things that were barriers, and I know that I'm not the only one that has gone through this in African-American businesses here in this community.
So she's cut hours for her staff. She's only opening her restaurant 3 days a week now, and she's trying to hang on till the economy and also the virus, which is kind of the same thing, turn around.